Welcome to the Eco Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Snell. I'm here to share the trials and tribulations of raising happy and healthy children while striving to minimize exposures to harmful toxins in our everyday lives. As an Eco Mama, I choose progress over perfection. I seek quality over quantity, and I believe in supporting families, communities, and small businesses that put people, product, and planet before profit. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, happy Tuesday, everyone. I am so excited today to bring on Lucy Hutchings. Lucy, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. So yeah, I've been a registered dietitian for over 14 years, and I spent a lot of my career working in a hospital as an inpatient clinical dietitian. And so I really got frustrated a lot of the time because a lot of the people that I was seeing in the hospital were people that could have prevented a lot of the illnesses that they were dealing with because of just a poor information that they had been given over the years. And so I really wanted to work more with people that were before they got into the hospital side of things. And so that's really what got me to start my own private practice, Wellness from Within Nutrition, where then I can work with people before it becomes something that needs to be realized. I know that there's a lot of people out there that are interested in preventative medicine. And so that's really where I enjoy working now at this point, is working with people on the preventative side of things.
I absolutely love that. And that, I think that's one of the reasons we click so well, is because I have that mindset of being proactive too. What I love to do in my side is educating about the harmful ingredients in a lot of our products and catch it, you like let people know about it before it becomes a problem, because it's not so easy to reverse those issues, whether it's, you know, long-term debilitated diseases by overexposure of environmental toxins, or on your case, you know, if you continue to expose yourself to things that are unhealthy and they start creating adult onset diabetes. I'm sure that's one of the things that you've seen a lot of struggles with. Mm. So like being proactive and preventative side, investing in the time and energy into your health now before it becomes a problem.
Yes, exactly. And there are so many things that the environmental toxins can do to our bodies that is a real problem, and then does develop into these chronic diseases and other problems. And so, you know, even though I talk a lot about nutrition and food, obviously, when I'm working with people, but there's more than just the nutrition and food aspect to health. And that's why, you know, coming on and talking about this with you in particular is so important to me, because it's more than just the food. It's also our environment. It's also the products. It's the toxins. It's also our stress. It's also our sleep. It's our movement. There's so many components to good health. It's not just one thing. And that's why I think it's really important to talk about all the different aspects.
I agree. And it's funny though, because it can be so overwhelming. I would love to know like everything about all of those topics and be able to help others, but there's so much to dive into with every single little thing, so many different nuances. So I love having someone like you as a resource for myself, because I'm all about nutrition. That's where it started for me, but I never really went the extra mile for the education and putting all of those components together on the most important things to optimize our health. We'll get into a little bit with gut biome, and because you do a lot with gut health. But I agree 100% that it is all related. And when you talk about optimal health, and I'd seen your post just the other day where it was our time is a great asset, but so is our health. And so what good is our time if our health is not optimized? And what good is our health if our time is not optimized? So, you know, those two go entangled together. But when you want to optimize your health, it's your environmental toxins, it's the products you use, it's the food you eat, it's your exercise, it's your sleep. It's almost like I was thinking of like this little, you think of the Holy Trinity, okay? Mm-hmm. So you have this Trinity of health, and it's the products that we use and the toxins we're exposed to. It's the food that we eat, but it's also our mental state.
Yes.
And if in our mental state is affected by our sleep, by our exercise, by the people we allow into our lives, our relationships. So that's all in the mental. And this is the food we put in our body. And this is the air we breathe and the products that we put on our body. And you need all three of those angles in the triangle for optimal health. And it's really difficult for one person to know all of it, you know, to have just that one go-to. So I love it when you and I can collaborate with something like this to help others understand both sides of this part of the triangle. And I'm looking forward to meeting someone else on the top there for the mental health that can work with us, and we can come back on together with them and talk about how it all relates. So when we talk about optimizing our health and the food that we eat, you educate people on what is healthy for them and that healthy balance. And it's not about diet. It's about lifestyle.
Yes.
Correct?
Exactly. For sure. Yeah. And so what I do is I actually focus more on just a healthy whole foods way of eating. I call it an anti-inflammatory diet, but it's what that really just means is eating the best foods as close to nature as possible. But I also take a very realistic, sustainable approach because I am a busy mom, and I know you are too. And I'm sure a lot of your audience is, and a lot of my audience is as well. We are busy moms. I have three kids that are, you know, my oldest is 10. And so I can't always spend all my time in the kitchen, making my own food and making my own products and doing all the things. You know, we still have our busy lives to deal with. And I want healthy living to be as easy and sustainable and realistic as possible.
Well, and you have a gift like that. You make it very accessible. Your approach to helping others, it makes it simple and easy. And it's not about being legalistic with the changes that need to be made. And you're also really good with pointing out and praising people for the good that they're already doing. Because sometimes we think about all that we're not doing, and then we shame ourselves and we put ourselves down, and then we're overwhelmed and we feel like it's not good enough. What's the point? What's the point in making the changes? But when you highlight all the successes that people are already doing in their life, it's kind of like when I say, oh, you're already living more sustainably than you believe. You're already being kinder to the earth. Or you're already using, look at these products that you're already safer with. Like, kudos.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just the fact that people are listening to this podcast right now is already a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. Good point on that. So I also wanted to talk about, so once you educate people on the more holistic way of eating with back to nature food, with that realistic mindset, because yes, I love that we figured out our kids are almost the same age. I have three as well. And they're like maybe 6 months apart from each other. So what is your take on fast food? How does that affect your family?
Yeah, that's a great question. So because I talk a lot about inflammation and healthy gut, which, you know, is affected by the foods we eat and our stress and our environmental toxins and all the things. Well, since inflammation does wreak havoc on our bodies, and it's something that we definitely want to avoid, one of the things that can cause inflammation is processed foods and sugar and foods that are covered with pesticides and all the things, you know, non-organic foods. And so fast food really does fit into that, processed foods, toxins, and sugar. And that type of eating is going to cause this damage to your gut. It's going to cause an imbalance in your gut flora. All the good, healthy bacteria that you want in there gets damaged when we eat these processed foods and the sugar. And so we don't want to do that a lot. Now, that being said, I also, again, go back to the realistic part of things. And I think that there are times and places when maybe fast food is just something that just has to be done on a rare occasion, because stress also wreaks havoc on our body. And so if taking fast food out of your diet is going to cause total stress and anxiety in your life, then maybe that's not the first place to start. And maybe that's something that you'll tackle in a very small step type of process.
Yeah.
So that's my take on it. What about you?
Well, maybe if it's, so I have a similar take, but mm-hmm. there's, I guess I segment a little bit different with the different restaurants that I go to now. So maybe when, just for an example, if fast food is something that's already part of their everyday life and you don't want to just cut that out right away, start thinking about what's on the menu. What are some of the healthier choices you can make by what those restaurants do offer? Yes. So for my personal thing, I quit fast food in my 20s. If it had a drive-thru, I wouldn't go to it. Mm-hmm. Now, fast forward to when I have kids and I was a little too legalistic to where I wouldn't even go anywhere. I would not let them eat any of it. And then we did a road trip. We did like a 10-hour road trip. And my girlfriend is like, Chick-fil-A is fine. You can do Chick-fil-A. There's worse things out there. But if you're going to do fast food with your kids, let it be Chick-fil-A, because they do have a higher sustainability and ethical practice with the food that they serve. They try to use cleaner ingredients. So is it deep fried? Yeah, absolutely. It's still, that's why it's so good. Do they put sugar and salt in absolutely everything? Yes, they do. And that's why it tastes so good. But doing it on a regular basis, no. So when they were like, I think when my youngest was 2, maybe 1. Anyway, my kids had their first fast food. So, and now maybe once a month, we'll do Chick-fil-A. They would do it every week if I let them, and they would want a milkshake every single time, but because they love all that goodness. But no, it's kind of a special treat. I very rarely like to use it, or special treat or last minute, no other options, in a hurry, late for baseball, didn't have time to pack some food to take with us, and don't want to eat all the junk food at the concession stands at the baseball game.
Right. Exactly. It's so important to think about saving your sanity. And it's also important to think about what choice could you make that's worse? Like maybe the concession stand at the yes. game would have been a worse choice. And so, of course, we can look at the menu at the fast food restaurants and we can make the best choices. You know, if there's a way to get the salad or the veggies in or leave off the bun, then those are some small steps that you could take to make it a little bit better. And of course, it is just a last minute type of choice. You know, it's not something that we really want to plan on. But again, saving your sanity is one of those things that I think is very important.
Yeah. Well, and another tip is it's super small, but to me, it makes a big difference because if we fill up on fruits and vegetables before we eat the heavier things that we love so much, then we don't need as much because we start listening to our bodies and we feel full and satisfied because the things we need are in those fruits and vegetables. But you could always ask to like leave off the cheese and double up the lettuce and tomato. So you're getting a little bit more of the good stuff and the flavor is still there without the cheese.
Yes.
I've learned to have sandwiches without cheese now. But it was a process. It was not something that it's not something that was overnight. You know, it was a mindset that I had to slowly change. And one time I tried it without, and it was not so bad. And then when I do have the cheese on the sandwiches now, it's rare. It's very rare.
Right. Yes. Step by step. And I do have a story to share with you since you brought up going on a trip. I actually went on a 14-day road trip with my kids. And now I wouldn't recommend this for everyone, but I actually got through the entire trip with no fast food until the very last day we stopped at Five Guys. And so it can be done, but I already had a lot of experience with planning and I'd already had a lot of experience with figuring out how to make things work without having to stop and compromise the food quality. So, you know, for me, stopping at fast food would have been an absolute last resort. I had a lot of plans in place ahead of time, and I was at a point in my life where I could take the time to make those plans. So again, it's not for everybody, but it can be done. Yeah. 14 days road trip, no fast food at all the whole time.
That is absolutely amazing. So the Five Guys, my husband, TMI, but when he gets a colonoscopy, so he's not a fast food guy anymore. He used to be when we met. And my very first podcast, I shared the story where when I met him, I'd gone 7 years without fast food, and he was floored because it was a way of life for him. He was a single bachelor, and he had no idea how you lived without going through the drive-thru. I mean, he would eat hot dogs at the gas station for breakfast sometimes. And but so he's come a long way. I'm so proud of him. And the changes that he's made is because he wanted to, not because I asked him to. So it's very wonderful to see those health changes that he's made for his own choices. Oh, so he doesn't do fast food on a regular basis because he now feels the difference of his body of what after he eats fast food versus a meal that I cook. Big difference. And he avoids it at all costs, unless it's after his colonoscopy. Because once he gets his colonoscopy and he hasn't eaten for 24 hours, he wants the biggest burger Five Guys can give. And he wants the big bag of fries all to himself. And I think even 1 year I got him a milkshake just to like push him all the way to the limit, you know? So we literally leave the facility from the colonoscopy and we go to Five Guys on the way home.
Wow.
And he gorges and then he goes to sleep for like 5 hours.
You know, there's something to be said though for the changes that he's made and the awareness that he now has. That's so important because he's never going to forget that. That's something that he can't unlearn, that he feels differently when he eats fast food compared to when he eats your homemade cooking. And sometimes we don't recognize that feeling until we take some time to really hone in on it and focus on it. And then we realize, you know, I don't actually feel that great when I eat fast food. And it doesn't make me happy. It doesn't bring me good energy and good health. And so those are the types of things that when we recognize it, it makes it easier to make the choice to not have it so much. So I just thought that was a really great point.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought it up because I mean, I see it that way, but you're very good at articulating it that way to help others like hone in on the good takeaways. And that brought me to a quick little story I'll share. And then I want to move on to another important question about our health and how the toxins can affect even if we're doing the right thing with what we eat. So my 9-year-old has recently become a little more obsessed with her nutrition than I would like. Mm-hmm. She has, I think I've been a little lax with some of the things she's watched on YouTube, and she's a little concerned about her weight. And she has my body type, so it's easy for her to gain weight and hard for her to lose it. She doesn't have a very fast metabolism. She's not naturally an athlete or fit. All that said, she's amazing. She is everybody's favorite. She is been on my podcast, you're going to hear her and you're going to say that girl needs her own. So her personality like just really shines through and she's still beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. And she actually put on a little eye mask this morning because she was like, I have wrinkles, mom. So she's getting a little too much into the vanity side. I'm like, you're too young to be worrying about these things. Okay. So she says, I need to eat less sugar. How can I be healthier? I want to eat more salads. How can I like vegetables? And I said, well, you sometimes you have to fake it till you make it and you just eat what you know is good for you and you eventually will get a taste for it. And it doesn't mean you have to stop eating the things that you enjoy, but just try to eat more of the healthier things and then your body's not going to need as much as the unhealthy stuff. So she's also very, very obsessed with Starbucks. Now that is also a rare treat that I will give myself, much less to my children. She's had it once before where she had a decaf, but it was one of those sugary drinks that she really wanted. So she saw a commercial for another sugary Starbucks drink that was seasonal. And I said, I'll make a deal with you. If you can go 6 days without dessert, without a sweet treat, then I will take you and I will buy it for you.
Wow.
And she really, really wanted it. And I was like, she's not going to do that, you know, because this is the kid who will like, she'll sneak an extra cookie and and granted, we try to make our own cookies, but they'll be gone before I know it. So anyway, she did it. She did a 5-day fast without sweets, without sugars. She was eating no more like the buns at school for breakfast. She got off the chocolate milk. She didn't have juice. Like she literally did all of this, right? And then they love Hawaiian rolls for their lunches at school. And yes, I know there's better bread out there. I used to make all my own bread. Again, sanity, right? Yes. Like, so you have to make your compromises. at least we eat our food at home. We eat at home or we make our lunches on the regular. So it's not like they're getting a bunch of processed stuff at the school. At least I know the processed stuff that I'm buying. So she was snacking on a Hawaiian roll without making a sandwich, just like I think maybe put a piece of bread in her mouth while she was making a sandwich for school one morning. And she goes, "Mom, this Hawaiian roll is really sweet."
Wow.
Yes. Like it was, and that was day three. It took 3 days of minimizing her sugar intake to start to taste the sugar in the food that she'd never tasted before, because she was so used to numbing her taste buds with all of that. And that is just so amazing how our bodies are designed. And you're right. If you go a little while without the yucky stuff, you'll start to see and taste and feel a difference.
Exactly. It's that awareness. That was such an amazing story. And how old is your daughter?
She's 9.
9 years old. And she was able to learn so much from this experiment. She was able to learn first of all, where the sugar is in her life, because most people don't even realize how much sugar they're getting throughout the day. And then the next thing she was able to learn was that her taste buds could change and that she could actually, you know, appreciate the healthier foods more, because once your taste buds change like that, then things like fruits and vegetables are going to taste even more magnificent.
Richer and
the flavors.
And it's sweeter. Almost like you can't get enough of it because your body's craving the real natural sugars as opposed to the processed sugars.
Yes. And she was able to see what she could do, that she could make a change in her diet and actually fulfill that for several days in a row. Mm-hmm. So did she ever get the coffee drink?
I ended up giving it to her on the 5th day. And I was actually surprised that the drink that she wanted didn't have that much sugar in it after all. Didn't do the research before, but I didn't bring that to her attention when we were at Starbucks. I'm like, she picked a drink that's not that bad, you know?
Yeah.
Because they can get, you look at the calorie count, the sugar count, a lot of the Starbucks drinks.
Yes.
And I, like when I do go there, I don't get the artificial sweeteners or anything like that. I just get the straight up whole milk and coffee, espresso. Yeah. But so when I saw her selection, I kind of felt guilty putting her up to that challenge. But like you said, like that was a beautiful life lesson. It was an opportunity for her to see what she was capable of and how her body could change if she put a little bit of mindset behind it.
Exactly.
Mindful about it.
Exactly. And the other thing that we can do for our kids like that, that, you know, she's got an interest in nutrition. She's got an interest in her body image, and maybe it can go a little too far in the wrong direction. So what we really need to do is just be the best role models that we can be. And so when we start criticizing our bodies, and I am absolutely guilty of this too, I have done it in front of my kids and realized it after the fact. But when we, you know, complain about certain parts or the wrinkles or the aging process or any of those things, they hear every single bit of it, whether they're girls or boys, they're hearing it, they're witnessing it, and they're seeing how we view our bodies. And they're also seeing what we do for our bodies, what we're putting in our bodies, what we are eating, what we're doing for physical activity, stress, and all the things. And they're, maybe you don't realize that they're paying attention, but they absolutely are. And it does affect how they think about their own body and how they think about things. So it's just something that we need to think about.
Oh, absolutely. Especially with girls. I mean, especially with girls, just because that whole body image, I never knew it started so young. Like she was asking me in the car yesterday about body shaming. And I'm like, where are you learning these words from? I don't talk like that at home. I encourage modesty, even though I would walk around naked 24/7 if I could, you know, if I didn't think it would make other people uncomfortable, just because I'm not a modest person, but I believe in modesty. So if that makes sense, like I'm comfortable being myself no matter what I'm wearing, but I also believe in being discreet, covering up the things. Like, as I mentioned before, this shirt's a little uncomfortable for me because I see it. I'm like, no, that's not how I like to display my body. So she was asking me about wearing a half shirt. Cause I don't, oh my gosh, what is it? Raise your hand, touch your toes. If anything shows, change your clothes.
Oh, is that a school rule?
No, that's, I heard that from someone a while back, just another mama. And I, that's my rule.
Yeah.
That's my rule. So she said, I know I can't wear this to, or I know you won't let me wear this half shirt to school. And I said, well, it's not that I won't let you wear it to school. It's that school has rules. You can't wear that. You know, you can't expose your tummy, your midriff of your body. And, I said, but my rule is that you're not even going to wear it out of the house. Because you need to have a little bit more respect for your body and your skin. And there's certain places that I don't think you need to advertise at the age of 9. You're going to get attention from the wrong people for the wrong reasons. And I don't want that to start now. Maybe when you're, you know, late teens, 20s, you're going to have more flexibility in what you wear, what you put on your body. But if I can protect you a little bit longer, I'm going to do that. And you may not like me for it. And that's okay. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to be your mom. So yeah. And she didn't like that one bit, but she's like, well, what's wrong with my tummy? Are you shaming my body, mom? And I said, no, I'm protecting your heart. Like I'm protecting your mind. And it starts with how we treat our body. And if you're going to go out and start wearing skimpy clothes, people are going to see that you might have a little less discretion. It's important that we are those role models for our kids. And something that this is probably taking it too far, but my daughter would walk in and I'm naked out of the shower or whatever. And this is my 9-year-old too. And she goes, mom, I'm like, what? Are you embarrassed about seeing what a real woman looks like? You know? And so I joke about it. I'm comfortable walking around without anything in front of my girls. My boys 8. I have those boundaries now. I know that it's not healthy. I don't do it. But if I'm in my bedroom and they walk in, my daughters walk in, no big thing. And this morning, I mentioned that she wanted something for her eyes for the wrinkles,
mm-hmm.
right? So I had these little eye patches or whatever that you put underneath that's like a cold patch, like a gel. It was clean ingredient gel. So she put that on and she took it off and she goes, my wrinkles are still there, mom. I'm like, she's like, where are my wrinkles there? I'm like, okay, you're 9, sweetie. You don't have wrinkles.
Right.
This is just your body. This is how you were made. I'm like, look at mommy's chin. Mommy's got kind of a double chin, no matter what size my entire body is, but that's genetics. Look at my dad. He's got that chin. Look at the pictures from my grandfather. He's got that chin. That's the way God made me. It's just my body.
Right.
So don't obsess over these little things that you see as imperfections. It's just who you are.
Yeah. It's loving our body. It's learning to love our body. And it's so difficult with this culture that we're in. And it's okay to show to your kids that we don't have to always be doing everything that the rest of society does. Like the clothing style right now is definitely, I mean, you walk into the junior section and there is no shirt that goes all the way down to your waist. No. They don't exist. So that is culture pushing us towards a certain way of doing things, but it also has an effect on the way we feel about our body. They are giving us messages constantly about the way we should be looking and should be thinking about how we look and should feel about our body. I mean, there's so many things, so many messages, and it's okay to go against the grain. It's okay to not wear those clothes. It's okay to not eat the foods that they're telling us that we should all be eating, and that it's okay to, you know, go out for fast food and
or like jump on the latest diet trend of keto. Yes. Or South Beach. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore, but I remember when South Beach was.
Oh yeah, I remember.
So it's like the society tells us all we need to try all these things. And
yes,
what is it? If you stand for nothing, you will fall for everything.
Yes.
And that's just another example of.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's okay to think differently. It's okay to go against the grain. It's okay to do things that not everybody else is doing. And that's a really good message to give to our kids too.
I agree. All right. So I know I can take us up on these tangents so easy. So sorry. But back to the one question I had that I wanted to tie things together a little bit here for the audience, but also for me, because you've got more of the experience on the nutrition side to where I bring in the ingredients of our products. Mm. Now, let's say that you have gone on this journey of better nutrition. And you've started eating better, and maybe you did cut out fast food, and it's just a very rare occasion, and you're getting some lean meats and some grass-fed beef, and you're doing better. You're cooking more of your own meals. You're feeling better. You're enjoying it. When you optimize your nutrition, how do other toxins still affect you, even if you're not putting them in your mouth anymore? Is there still inflammation, or did you fix it all by eating better?
Well, you know, so inflammation, it's happening. It starts in your gut. It's from the damage that we are getting from the sugar and the processed foods and the inflammatory oils and the toxins that are in our foods. And so what happens is that gives us that damage in the gut, and that produces this inflammatory response. Well, that inflammatory response can also be induced by other things like stress. If you're in like a chronic stress type of state, which many, many of us are, then that can cause inflammation. The inflammation can also be caused from environmental toxins, the air we're breathing, the water we're drinking, the products that we're using. And then it can also be from a lack of movement and a lack of physical activity, and then also from a lack of sleep. All these things have an effect. It's not just one thing. It's definitely a combination of everything. And so that's what we really need to be focused on. Now, one thing that you can do through food, which is what I do with my clients, is teach them how to build up that really good, healthy gut bacteria so that you are the most protected that you can be. Because we can handle some toxins. Our bodies are pretty rugged. And so if we are taking care of our guts, if we are taking care of the bacteria that lives in our guts, and we are eating really good food, then we can handle the occasional toxins in certain products, or, you know, certain things that we eat or certain products that we use, or, you know, when we go to work and we don't have control over the paint that they used and the air quality. We can handle that if we take really good care of our nutrition and do as many of the things that will boost our immune system as possible. And that's really what it comes down to, is just boosting your immune system as much as you can.
Yeah, that's what came to mind when you were saying that. Because we strengthen our immune system, then we're able to deflect some of the things that come our way, and they're not as easily absorbed, or they're easily excreted, so to speak, through sweat or just our natural body processes. But if our body is always in a state of stress, our organs are in a state of stress because we're not having the proper nutrition, then the toxins in your ingredients or in the environment, even outside your house, the pesticides that you walk barefoot on your grass,
right,
all of those things are going to build in your system faster because your body is not nutritionally optimized to help process things, to get rid of the bad stuff and continue to feed on the good stuff.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so I actually have a handout that I want to share with your audience. Yes. And it is the Anti-Inflammatory Quick Start Guide, so that you can start optimizing your nutrition and getting your gut bacteria as healthy as possible, so that you can so that you can process some of these toxins that we are just automatically going to be exposed to. So I would love to share that. You can put the link in your show notes so that
I would love that. Thank you so much. I can't wait to dig into that myself.
Awesome.
I know I'm always calling you about questions with my daughter, and what she's got some gut issues that I've always been concerned about. So I love picking your brain about things, but I'm excited for this guide. Thank you so much for sharing that with me and the audience.
You're welcome.
I'll put it in the show notes. Absolutely. So it'll be available. And then can you tell us where we can get in touch with you? I'll put it in the show notes as well, but if you could just tell us, that would be wonderful.
Yes. I hang out a lot on Facebook. And so that's at Lucy Hutchings RD. And then I also have a private Facebook group for the women that are working on an anti-inflammatory diet. And that's a very active group. I have tons of fun in there with all kinds of information and tips and weekly live trainings. And then you can also find me at my website, which is just www.lucyhutchingsrd.com.
Would you also like to share your podcast? Tell us a quick little thing about your podcast, because I absolutely love listening to it. And I was honored to be a guest not too long ago on there.
Yes, I am also the host of the Healthy Mama podcast, which is so much fun to do every week. A new episode comes out every week, and it's all topics related to, you know, healthy living and nutrition, and a focus on being busy mom and figuring it all out and figuring out how to make it simple and how to make it realistic, because we can't all be perfect. And I wouldn't want anybody to try and strive for perfection. We don't need that. Yeah.
Progress over perfection any day in my book, for sure, for sure. Well, thank you so much, Lucy, for taking the time today and sharing with us all of your expertise and wonderful stories. And I just love chatting with you. This was so great.
This was super fun. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you for listening to the Eco Mama podcast today. I really hope you enjoyed hearing Lucy talk about nutrition as much as I did. Don't forget to check back in this Friday when I go through our Focus Friday deep dives on ingredients. This week I'll be discussing formaldehyde, what it is, how it gets in our products, and why we should avoid it. Have a great week, Eco Mamas.